If Minnesota Governor Tim Walz becomes vice president next year, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan would be elevated to the state's top office. That would be a national first. She would be the first indigenous woman in the country to serve as governor. Minnesota Public Radio's Dana Ferguson reports on Flanagan's background as an organizer and lawmaker.
While she wasn't a primetime speaker, Minnesota's lieutenant governor took the stage to introduce herself as a co-chair of the Democratic National Convention.
I'm Peggy Flanagan, lieutenant governor of Minnesota, and I am thrilled to be here in Chicago.
Flanagan is the highest-ranking indigenous woman elected to an executive office in the country. The 44-year-old is a former school board member, state representative, and director of a children's rights group. She's also a member of the White Earth Nation and grew up in a Minneapolis suburb. Early on in her career, she worked at a training boot camp for Democratic candidates and campaign staff. It was there that she met Tim Walz, then a high school geography teacher who was looking to get more involved in politics.
I mean, initially it was like, who is this guy? And then at the end of the training, it was like, who is this guy? And we became friends.
Walz went on to serve in Congress, and in 2017, he launched a bid for governor. Not long after, he announced that Flanagan would be his running mate. On the campaign trail and during their time in office, Flanagan has worked closely with Walz. She stood at the helm with him through the COVID-19 pandemic and the response to George Floyd's murder at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. Flanagan says the constant involvement has set her up to manage state government while Walz campaigns around the country. And it could help her quickly transition if she moves up.
The number one job of a lieutenant governor is to be ready. I take that really seriously. I think the past 6 years of serving side by side with Governor Walz, I think, has prepared me. But I don't want to get out over my skis.
Kelly Dittmer is research director for the Center for American Women in Politics. She says Harris's VP pick could have trickle-down effects.
This particular case in Minnesota is just important in the sense that it does show the effects of Kamala's ascendance, if you will, that have down ballot and down level, if you will, effects on other women.
Flanagan would also be the first woman to serve as governor of Minnesota. Democratic State Representative Jamie Becker Finn is a descendant of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and served with Flanagan at the Capitol. She says Flanagan has been instrumental in improving tribal representation and passing laws that focus on children and families.
Anyone who has met her or worked with her knows how important it is to her to put people first, and I think especially kids, you know, not just Native communities.
Republicans criticize Walz and Flanagan for a slate of new progressive laws in this state. Here's Minnesota Republican Party Chair David Han.
I believe they have a commitment to a leftist ideology, and it's out of touch with reality, with common sense.
In this moment, Flanagan is thinking about representation in politics. While she had few indigenous women in public office to look up to growing up, her daughter has several, including her mom.
Representation matters tremendously, and I am so excited for what the future holds.
Even if she doesn't move up, Flanagan says she's confident that an indigenous woman will ascend to a governor's office before long. For NPR News, I'm Dana Ferguson in St. Paul.